Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today I'm speaking to Karen Kassler. She's a State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Emily. Thanks.
Senate Bill 5, the bill that limits collective bargaining rights, passed the Senate this week. And not all of the Republican senators were on board with this. Who was in opposition to it and why?
Well, it was interesting because in the Senate, Republicans dominate almost 2-1, 23 Republican senators and 10 Democratic senators. The vote came out 17-16, so it passed by one vote. You had six Republican senators, two of whom who are considered pretty conservative, Bill Seitz of Cincinnati and Tim Grandel of Northeast Ohio, who voted against it. Also, Tom Patton, who's from the Cleveland area, voted against it. Scott Olslager from Canton, Jim Hughes from Columbus, and Gail Manning from Northeast Ohio. These are the folks that voted against it, and they gave various reasons, but it was some of the most impassioned speeches I've heard in a while, especially on the Senate side. Tim Grandel particularly was very visibly agitated by this measure and certainly suggested that it might not be constitutional. And so that split was pretty evident in the Senate. I don't expect that we'll have a similar split in the House, though, because it's now moving on to the House.
Republican Senate President Tom Niehaus did do some maneuvering to get this passed. What happened there?
Well, it's not unusual. This happens really all the time. The president of the Senate assigns people to committees, and he puts who he wants on a particular committee, and he can move them around if he wants to. It can be punitive, and it certainly can be for partisan reasons, and you could suggest that that's what happened this week when he removed Senator Seitz from the committee that was hearing this bill. He knew Seitz was going to vote against it. He wanted it to go to the floor, so he removed Seitz from the committee, and he also removed Scott Olslager, who was against the bill, from another committee that was also going to hear it, and put in two people who were going to vote for it. So it would guarantee that the vote would go through and the bill would actually get to the full Senate for a vote, where Tom Niehaus, the president of the Senate, said he was confident he had the votes to get it through. And though there was only a one-vote difference, he did have the votes to get it through in the end. But it could be argued that if he hadn't made those moves, the bill never would have come to the Senate floor for a vote.
So the bill now will go to the Ohio House, and you mentioned that the climate there is different than the Senate. Can you give me a comparison of what we can expect?
Well, in the Senate, you have Republicans dominating Democrats 59-40, and you're not going to have, though, the split like you did with the Republicans in the Senate. So you really don't have that many Republican House members who are on the fence, so to speak. They tend to be more conservative than their counterparts in the Senate. And of course, the Senate has bigger districts, so that might explain some of it as well. But I don't think the bill is going to have any trouble getting through the House. And of course, Governor Kasich has said that he likes the bill and he's going to sign it. And that will, of course, start the lawsuits and the process of trying to get it changed, because certainly the folks that are against this bill are ready to fight it. I mean, we've seen thousands upon thousands of people who've converged at the State House to protest. And I can imagine that kind of muscle is going to be used to try to take this to the ballot or to take it to court in some way.
So what's the timeline for the bill passing the House?
Well, the Republicans want to get this bill passed by the beginning of April. There's a timeline here where if they pass it by a certain point, April 4th, then the ballot issue would have to come to the ballot this year. And that's what Republicans want. They don't want this ballot issue to be put off till next year, because next year you do have a presidential race that's going to be coming. And, of course, Ohio is always a key player in the presidential contest. And it would certainly, if Barack Obama is doing well in Ohio, that would certainly motivate more Democratic voters to the polls. And so this off-year election for Republicans, they feel that they have a better shot of this bill not being passed, or this measure not being passed, and Senate Bill 5 staying in place if it does indeed become law. So they're going to put this on a fast track in the House. You've already seen how fast it went through the Senate. I anticipate a similar track for the House, though we're told, we're going to still have full comprehensive hearings and that sort of thing. Certainly there's going to be an attempt on the other side, though, to delay it and try to get it dragged out a little bit.
Governor Kasich will deliver his first State of the State next week. What can we expect to hear?
Well, we can expect a speech that's going to be pretty interesting. I think the governor has a pretty good idea what he wants to say, and has actually had a pretty good idea what he wanted to say for a while. He told us the day after he was elected that he had been watching the state for a while and he wasn't going to come in and start from the ground and not have an idea of what was going on. He'd been following things for a while. So I think the governor knows very well what he wants to say. And it's going to be an interesting speech to watch and listen to, because this governor does not use a teleprompter. He speaks not from a prepared speech, but more with ideas in mind. And so it'll be a first time that all of us will hear this speech, not just the people in the legislature, but even, listeners and viewers and everyone will be hearing his thoughts for the first time on this. And then, of course, it'll be a preview of his budget, which will come out on March 15th. He is not going to probably do a point by point in the state of the state of what exactly his budget's going to include, but it's more, I think, going to be a sales pitch about the budget. Here are some of the things that he's going to talk about as being overall reform ideas, Senate Bill 5 being part of that. So it's going to be more of a sales pitch, I think, on his budget rather than a point by point of what's in it.
Karen Kassler and Bill Cohen and the Ohio Public Radio team will be covering the event, and WISO will be carrying Governor Kasich's speech Tuesday at noon. Karen Kassler is the State House News Bureau Chief at Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Looking forward to being back on Tuesday at noon. Thanks.